Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Answers. I'm Bjorkan Tore, and happy to meet you live this Wednesday. Wow, what a week! I just got back from, where did I get back from? Stockholm. I was in Stockholm and got back late Monday evening, correct? And, well, today's Wednesday, and I'm leaving tomorrow again, but I really wanted to meet with you guys live. And it's Mercury retrograde. We're going to talk about it. It's also void of course right now. The moon is void of course. Both tend to affect technology. So let's see. Angels of technology, please protect us, help us tonight so we can have a live show and stay connected throughout the hour. And so it is. I just have to say a little prayer before we start it. Now, what an energy. Eclipses, supermoon, and now the Mercury retrograde. For some of you, all this had been bringing a lot of inspiration and motivation, while others are on an energetic and emotional roller coaster that they can't seem to get off. I have one word for you all. Mindfulness. Google it. As you practice mindfulness, you will be more present in this moment rather than obsessing with what are you going to do with your future or letting your emotions control you like a puppet. Center, ground, and focus, my friends. It helps. It helps. And meditate. If you do not have a meditation practice, these would be great times to start meditating. And there are different methods of meditation. Let's see what works for you best and just try a few. Now, starting today, actually, we are in that time of the year. No, not the holidays. Not yet, at least. They're around the corner. Before you know it, it'll be holidays, believe me. It's Mercury retrograde, meaning this is time to go within and observe rather and reflect. Rather than run forward and start new projects. Take these 3 weeks to reflect, heal, release, and work on finishing the projects that you already started. It's known to cause challenges with travel, communication, technology during this period. So it would help to allow extra time while traveling. Actually, I need to make a little note for myself and maybe leave a bit earlier tomorrow. And when you are sending emails, please read them 3 times at least before sending and read them a few times before responding to. During this period, there are a lot of miscommunications. You don't want to deal with that. And thinking before you speak would help too, maybe longer than usual. When it comes to technology, all we can do is to make sure we have backups, and backups have backups too. This is tested, really. Make sure your backups has backups. I'm not trying to scare you, and in fact, being afraid of the Mercury retrograde will only make your experience of it will more intense as we attract what we focus on. Instead, just be prepared. Pretty much every Mercury retrograde, I had to cancel or reschedule my trips. It became almost like a tradition. And yet I'm still scheduling things on Mercury retrograde. I don't know why, but a part of me doesn't want my schedule or life to be ruled by astrology or anything but me. So I'm trying. So this time, the same is happening. No worries. I'm still going to Gothenburg tomorrow. But my return to Los Angeles, which was going to be right after this trip, needed to be pushed forward a little. There are some things that came up that should have been finished business-wise before I leave. But now I have to be here and make sure that they are done right and they're finished. So it's just a few days, hopefully not more than 2 weeks. We'll see how fast I can take care of everything. And since this is not my first rodeo, retrograde, I'm used to it. And I'm just looking forward to what kind of opportunities this shift in my schedule will bring me. Last time was in February. And funny enough, my filming dates and meetings for a new project were postponed just a day and a half before my flight to America. And I ended up going to Istanbul instead. And that was my first visit after such a long time. And it's been such a cathartic and healing trip for me. So let's see. Approach the weeks ahead with curiosity, expecting healing and insights, because we tend to be a bit more intuitive and gain insights maybe we couldn't before. And now that especially this retrograde is happening in Cancer, you'll be even more intuitively receptive to answers and information and guidance. So take advantage of it. Now back to today's intended topic, because I have a different topic in mind tonight. I want to talk about am I back? Did this really happen? Hello? Can someone in the chat room tell me if you can hear me? Okay. Now, did I manifest this or is this really the retrograde and the void, of course? I don't know, but 1 minute I was here, the next minute I was gone, just like a magician, and now I'm back. If the sound is on and off, that's more about your internet connection. But if I'm completely off the air, that means something happened to my internet connection. So I'm here. Let's see for how long. I will just continue. But I was kind of expecting this. Before the show started, I pulled cards and I got Diamond and Dragon. So I was shown that there could be some technical challenges and challenges during the show. I said, okay, you know what? Angels, help me. I'm giving the show to you. Use it for your purposes. And I'm hearing a loud mewing. So maybe I have a co-host. I don't know which one. Maybe Francis is the one mewing. Okay, now back to today's intended topic, how to get a good psychic reading. This is something I've been wanting to talk about for a while, but kept forgetting to do so. And apparently tonight is the night. If I can't stay on the air, I will talk about it. When we think of getting a psychic reading, we often think of the psychic, but not realize our role in the session as the client. It takes two to tango, my friends, and it takes two to have a powerful, accurate reading. The tips below are going to help you get the most out of your time with a psychic and make your session a powerful, insightful, healing session, hopefully. As usual, I will be taking calls and interact with my friends here in the chat room too. If you log into Blog Talk Radio and refresh the page, you can see the chat room and join us. I think you just need to scroll down once you log in and refresh the page. Today, actually, my mind is busy with a method of healing I've been carrying around for a while together with Atlantean Healing. And starting with the retrograde, I started receiving further information and inspiration regarding this method too. Eventually, I had to check the time, actually, and make it to the show and make sure to be live on air at 7 p.m. Central European. So I made it. When the time is right, I'll be sharing much more about this modality. When it comes to teaching and classes and channeling information, I learned to be patient. In the past, the moment I would receive something, I just want to share it. But then I was told, wait, there's a time for everything. And indeed, with time, I receive much more. And then when it's time, they just tell me it's time to teach and I start teaching it. So this healing method is going to be just like that. So going back now, how do we get a good reading? First of all, step number one, find a good psychic. Seriously, finding a reader you resonate with is not easy. It's not as easy as it sounds. You know, you can't just go to internet and find a psychic, because you'll find hundreds of, well, actually thousands of them the moment you type psychic. In fact, maybe we should try what happens if we type psychic in Google, what we get. So a reader can work wonders, let's say for a friend or a family member or someone you don't know that you're reading reviews, but may not connect with you at all, or vice versa. It's such a personal thing. You can't just expect someone to be of great help just because they are famous or a flashy website. I mean, all it takes is a publicist and a graphic designer. So their website or their presentation does not say much about their integrity or their intuitive accuracy. It says something about their sense of business and professionality, though. I mean, they did put in the time and effort, so we should appreciate that. You will always need to really check with your own guidance. It's true that reviews can help, reading about this person can help, but at the end of the day, you need to check with your own gut feeling and see if this person is right for you, if you're attracted to this person, this reader. Do you feel good when you are visiting their website or when you think about getting a reading? What kind of feeling you get? Just visualize the reading or you having the reading and see how you feel. So you can almost rehearse or try on the reading in your mind intuitively. Of course, if you're afraid of change or having to change something in your life, no matter whom you look, you might cringe there for a second, knowing they might tell you something you don't want to hear. It happens. You're going to need to kind of push through that, because if you keep thinking about getting a reading from the same person, that's kind of a consistent inner guidance telling you to get a reading from that person. And speaking of getting readings, I will take polls and questions from the chat room, not right away. I'm just going to give you these steps first, these tips before I forget, because mostly once I go into readings, bye-bye Birkan, bye-bye topic, I forget about everything. So I will just go through these tips. I already have a list of callers here. So if you want to get a reading, I guess now would be a good time to be on the switchboard. I don't take my calls on first come, first served basis. I'm basically guided to the right callers who needs to get a reading today. Now, the second step, try to get a good sense of their philosophy and approach to readings. Does it sound empowering when you read it, or guiding, or are they just going to give you the rundown of what's going to happen and what's happening as if you have no power over it? There are psychics who operate this way due to lack of information or their personal beliefs. They might just tell you things that are going to happen to you as if you really have no control over it. And I find those readings very disempowering, and I think you would be better off without telling someone telling you what's going to happen to you or what you are going to do. You have free will. This is the plane of free will. One of the things that I look, and I recommend others to look when you are looking for a good intuitive counselor or psychic, however they name themselves, you know, there are different titles for the same job these days, naturally. Do they smile? Do they look happy? Money, fame, or formal qualifications say absolutely nothing about the accuracy or the vibrational frequency of the reader or their ability to help you find happiness, health, or inner peace. They might not be famous. This reader may not be rich, but when you look at them, you get a sense of them being peaceful and happy. That's always a good indication, because, you know, success cannot be measured with fame or money. So regardless of their personal lives or personal finances, when you look at them, what do you feel? Do you feel that they're happy, they're peaceful with the life they have? It's a good indicator of if they are receiving intuitive guidance, or at least if they are following intuitive guidance. There are also psychics who does not take their own advice, who can channel great advice, but when it comes to their lives, they do not walk the talk. And for me, that's a no-no. For you, as long as they're accurate, maybe you don't care. I'm leaving you to choose. Plus, you actually get to see the opposite too. Sometimes you see these very financially successful psychics who are not happy at all. So see if they smile and if they're happy. It says a lot about a person, especially if you're about to, you know, hand over your life, your deepest secrets, open yourself up to them. I'm not saying their life should be perfect in order to be good readers. That's not true. We are all here. We all have challenges and we all go through challenges and deal with them, but it depends on how they deal with theirs. We are looking for someone who's balanced despite the challenges they might have. Now, also, the number of years, which is something that is often advertised, like, I've been a reader for 30 years. No, I've been a reader for 40 years. Well, number of years, if you ask me, does not count for much. In fact, I've seen a lot of readers who became bitter and callous over the years. And then I've seen compassionate, loving readers who were passionate about what they were doing, who are new to providing professional readings, but got all the right intentions and accuracy. And I would prefer that person over someone who is working as a psychic for 30 years, but maybe tired of doing this, tired of people, tired of, you know, God knows what. Believe me, there's a lot of things in this field that can exhaust you if you allow it. So, again, number of years, I wouldn't really give power to that. If someone feels right, go for it. Again, if they are fourth, fifth, sixth generation psychics, it gives a idea about their background and training, but still it's going to be that individual's gift, that individual's training and belief that is going to affect your reading and your life. So please tune in to them and not their grandmother when you are choosing a reader. Of course, the proof will always be in the pudding. You will often know in the first 5 to 10 minutes if you are connecting with your reader and feel like what they say speak to you or not. Even if they are saying things you'd like to deny or suppress, they might even piss you off a little by pointing out what you are denying. But sometimes that's exactly what we need to hear. Despite my fun-loving and soft nature, I give a lot of wake-up calls and point out things to my clients that they don't want to say. That's part of my job, and I try to do this as lovingly as possible, but I still do it, and sometimes I just want to shake him, but I can't because it's violent, so I just shake him with my words and wake him up as gently as possible, but sometimes gentle just don't cut it, I'm telling you. Now, let's go talk about what you can do during this session. Now, we found the psychic. These were the little things you can look at before picking your psychic. Let's say you finally found one and you're about to have a reading. What can you do during the reading to make that reading more efficient, healing, and accurate? Be open. That's pretty much the bottom line. Be open. This is the most important part you need to play as the client or as the person who is being read, even if this is a friend or this is a paid reading. Be open to receive and be open to be seen by another person inside out. If you close down mentally or even using your body language, it'll make your reader's job more difficult. And if their job is difficult, if they're not getting information, it is a waste of time for you, right? So be open to be read and be open to the person. This is why you need to pick a psychic you can trust. If you don't feel comfortable with them, you are going to clump up, shut down, and that reading is going to go down south and not in a good way. Not like the sunny, warm south, but I wonder, why do we even say it's going to go south? What's wrong with going south? South of Europe is actually quite nice. So is South America. I don't know. Okay, I'm getting sidetracked or south-tracked for that matter. Now, have a reason to have a reading. Have a good reason, actually, to have a reading. Even if that reading is a simple nudge, your inner guidance saying, get a reading. Maybe you don't have a specific question, but you can tell them, I really feel like I need to get a reading. I just don't know why. But have a reading, even if it's a hunch, you need to get a reading. Going, taking readings just for entertainment purposes, Psychic readings can be powerful and life-changing and even entertaining with the right reader, depending on the psychic. But if all you seek is entertainment, again, the quality of information you receive won't be as inspiring or powerful. In the chat room, my lovely listeners are educating me. Apparently, south means hot, which might equal to hell. So this is the going idea right now. If anyone knows why we say things are going to go south, please let us know in the chat room. We are talking about it. I love my listeners. I mean, we are tracking. I know. We are on the same wavelength. Next step, what you can do, well, in this case, this is a don't. Don't go around testing psychics. Every minute you waste is a minute you are paying for. If you don't trust that particular psychic, don't go there. The lack of trust will shut you down energetically, shut down your energy, your aura, and again, block the flow of information. Plus, it's annoying, seriously. Sometimes what happens, I can understand a bit of doubt or fear, and that should go away within the first 5, max 10 minutes. As soon as you start receiving information, that should be enough for you. If you test them for half an hour, by the time you're convinced and you want a reading, well, it's going to be too late, or you know, your time might be up. So they still can read you when you are testing them, but less information can flow at the time you have. And if you trust them and cooperate together, you can reach a higher vibration and receive more information. So win-win. And don't deny the truth or the obvious just because you don't want to hear it. If you are going for a reading, be prepared to hear things you don't want to hear or your ego doesn't want to hear. It's like going to the doctor and saying, I'm not sick. Waste of time for everyone involved. But seriously, I mean, would you go to the doctor and sit there and say, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. It just doesn't make any sense. So if you just go to a psychic and say, there's nothing I want to know, what you doing there? You know, makes one wonder. So just be open, be honest. Lying to a psychic is actually a form of insult. Don't do it. You know, hiding things, lying, tricking, that I personally take that as an insult. I'm kidding. I couldn't care less. But eventually, I learned not to take things personally. I just laugh these days when people do things like that. But it's your time. Please use it wisely. That's why I'm giving you these tips. Have your questions ready and make them as clear as possible. That way, you will use your time more effectively and receive more answers. Most readers would like to have some time to tune in and read your energy, then allow you to ask your questions, while others work with questions only. Since questions trigger intuition, it also helps the psychic bring you more specific information, more detailed information regarding the subject. It's possible your questions will be answered before you even ask, but it's good to have them with you. It's good to have your questions ready. Even if you're just thinking about them, it'll help the question. And please do be open to the information you were not thinking about. The answers maybe you were not seeking at that particular moment. If they say something that doesn't make sense or you were not interested at the time, still try to listen and file it away in your mind. Might come handy in the future. But if they are going on and on about a different subject while you have different questions, feel free to stop your psychic and say, look, we have only so much time and I want to ask about this. And maybe you can think about that later. I remember once being a client myself, I regularly get readings like twice a year, sometimes more, mostly twice a year though. I remember telling a psychic, I really don't want to do what she was saying. I couldn't see myself doing that idea. I wasn't considering, and I told her that's not what I do or that's not what I want to do. I have other plans. And in a year, I actually ended up doing exactly what she predicted I would do. So I actually called her back and said, remember me? I don't know if she did, but I told her, you were right. I'm doing that. Exactly. It happened exactly the way you said it. So even if you can't believe it at that moment, it's good to write it down. There are, I don't remember the number of emails and feedback and messages from my clients who came to me later and said, oh my God, I really thought you were nuts, or it was impossible when you said it, but it happens. Sometimes the things we hear in a reading might be too good to be true, or too far ahead, or too impossible to believe. Still, write it down. File it away. You might be surprised. Now, it helps to, speaking of writing down, it helps to take notes, write down the key tips, and if they are okay with, you know, some psychics have this system now. You sit down and they record your reading and give you a CD at the end of the reading. I was actually quite fascinated by a reading I received in London. She had this still recording machine with a CD burner or recorder, I don't know what you would call it. I haven't used one in years. But at the end of the reading, she just gave me a CD, audio CD of my reading. And I was like, wow, cool. So you can record it. If there's no recording, you can write it down. It helps. You might forget it, especially if you are getting a reading from me, you might want to write it down. I speak really fast to use the time. And in general, I talk a bit too fast. And if I'm channeling, if there's a flow of information, I'll just rain answers and predictions and information, and then you might leave and feel like, what was that? Write it down. Now, speaking of asking questions, if you can't relate to what the psychic is seeing, please let them know so they can explain it better. Maybe how they break it down is not, you know, maybe how they really express the information. You're not clear about it. You're not understanding what they mean, or you are not relating to it, or it doesn't feel right. Just tell them right then and there so they can stop, maybe center themselves and look into the information they're receiving or interpret in a different way. So let them know. Don't be quiet. Don't just sit there and take it, even if you don't relate to information. Again, it's your time, your money, and it's also psychic's time, but it's more important for you because at the end of the day, you paid for it and you need answers. You need guidance. That's why you go to a reading, right? And I do recommend showing up alone unless the person you are bringing with you is someone you wouldn't mind sharing your deepest, deepest secrets. It'll save you from a lot of embarrassment and potentially awkward moments. I had way too many of those with my clients that they would say, oh, it's okay, she can't sit with me, or I want my husband to be in the reading. Oh, it's totally cool, you can just read me and he's going to listen, it's okay. And oh God. It took a lot of diplomacy and filtering so many times to keep people together. And I've seen things that were embarrassing for the clients, and I had to like word them in a different way, or sometimes they would deny it in the reading, then they would contact me and say, oh my God, I'm so sorry, what you said was completely true, but I couldn't admit it, so can you tell me more about it? And I go, no. No, I don't say no, but it would help if you can address the issues within the reading. So make sure that if you are bringing someone with you, you're okay with them knowing everything. And these were my tips. If you have any questions about, for example, getting psychic readings or any experiences that were not clear for you, or you have any questions, please use the chat room, use the phone line, and I will answer your questions. And so I'm going to start looking at the chat room. Yesterday, before the retrograde officially started, I finally put up my DVD courses on askangels.com for pre-sale. Yay! We've been waiting for this forever. I mean, we'll continue to wait, but I already wanted to put them up. They're going to be released August 1st, and we're going to start shipping them. First come, first serve, basically. We'll ship first the pre-sales, and there's only a certain number of DVDs, and once they are finished, we are going to release another batch edition, not the same edition, but another batch of DVDs will be released in October. So if you want to be one of the first to learn and join me, please take advantage of the pre-sale and pre-sale prices. We also are right now presenting them from a lower price. I don't quite know what's the exact difference price-wise, but you can see it all on askangels.com. If you click on the tour schedule, you will already see the home study courses ready for registration. I'm going to schedule a free teleconference for my home study students so they can still connect with me. You can still connect with me and ask your questions. We're going to have Q&A sessions through a teleconference service, and it's going to be free and included in the course, so you can still get readings from me, you can ask your questions just like you are in the classroom. Now, that was the big news I want to share, and I wrote it here with capital letters so I wouldn't forget it, because sometimes I want to make an announcement, or Ariane or Rachel is telling me to make an announcement about an event or something that is coming up, and I totally forget it. Once I start talking to you guys, I totally forget about everything. So I wrote it down here, DVD courses pre-sale, and I'm very proud of them, and I'm very excited about them, and as soon as I get the original hard disks, I'm going to actually make the little tidbits of videos. I'm going to take little videos and put them on YouTube also for free. Okay, now I'm looking at the chat room. There are some questions. What about insurance for the psychics? Do you look if they have one? I know it's important in my work with hypnosis. Now, when it comes to energy healing and complementary therapies, there are insurance companies that works with healers. For example, as a Reiki practitioner, I had insurance, or at least, I mean, I still have insurance, but my insurance, let me rephrase that. I'm having a Mercury moment. No, I'm having a Birkan moment. Let me rephrase that. People could get their treatment from their health insurance. They could get it paid. But when it comes to psychic readings or mediumship readings, I don't know any insurance companies, plus what kind of insurance you would want from a psychic. I mean, at the end of the day, whatever they channel, whatever they intuitively interpret, it is your responsibility and your decision. That you cannot make decisions based on solely psychic advice. You need to make that decision and take responsibility. They can only offer what they receive. So I really don't know about insurances and psychic readings. I know about insurances and healing sessions and energy healing, but that's the extent of it. Now, I'm looking into the chat room for the other questions.
Does people who were on the courses get a discount, and how does it work?
Angel Room, people who were in the original courses that we filmed, like Intuition Intensive or Oracle Card Readings in Gothenburg, please do email us. In fact, no, we will email you. You will receive an email with a link for students only with a huge discount. I think we have a 50% off for the students who were actually in the class. It would be an opportunity, even if you took the class, to review and remember everything and have it as a reference. And you can also, you know, have classrooms at home with your friends and share the DVDs. More the merrier. And going back to the chat room. Now, I think we are now starting with more psychic readings and psychic questions, unless you have any questions. Okay. Pernilla, what does my future hold? When it comes to my career, I receive strong messages that I will help young people develop their spiritual gifts, but do not know how to do this. Pernilla, as soon as my eyes were, first of all, glued to your question, I had to see your question. And as soon as I started reading it, thought, right, I do believe that is your inner guidance. And I have a feeling that you need to read more about the subject and study and understand their minds, not only the spiritual subjects, but also, you know, child psychology, adolescent psychology, even if you just can read about it, understand it, and how to teach things
for them so they can relate and understand, because you might need to be more practical or explain things in a different way. So I'm getting short answer, yes. Slightly longer answer, yes, but you'll need to train in that area. You'll need to teach yourself. So unfortunately, there are no universities teaching us how to be spiritual teachers for children or teens. We need to educate ourselves when it comes to that area. Someone is saying there are no insurance companies for psychics and mediums in Sweden. I'm not surprised. Okay, Annette is asking, how can she shut down giving all her energy to everyone around her? She feels totally empty and takes long time to charge her batteries again. Annette, sweetheart, my answer might be frustrating, but I'm going to say it anyway. Stop it. And you might be going there, what? If I could stop it, I wouldn't ask. I know, but maybe you don't know you can stop it, because if that's your experience for such a long time, you might think, I have no control over it. Your energy is one of the few things you have control over in life. You know, in life, there are so many things. We have illusion of control, but our energy is one thing that we have control over. You just need to be more focused, ground yourself regularly, and the moment you feel like you are being drained or you are giving energy, you can just say stop in your mind or visualize a traffic stop sign and put this white light around you and bring your focus to your physical body, your own physical body, and bring your entire energy. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in, and keep it. So this is going to take some mental training at the beginning, but eventually you will be able to master it. You're a healer. You are a healer. So a part of you wants to give and take care of others. So more you also practice healing and send healing to people, less you will want to just give it away to everyone. And plus, it needs to be a divine energy that you channel as opposed to your own life force, because your life force is only good for you no matter what your intention is. So if you want to heal someone, channel the divine healing energy or a modality you are attuned to, you learn about, and send it to them. That's where training and energy healing comes handy. But until then, mindfulness and mental training to be more focused and keep your energy within yourself will help. So, and she says, yes, I know. Thank you. I have burning hands, real warm. So please, sweetheart, take that path and have fun with it. Now, looking up, I think for a change. Oh, okay. Do you think it's possible that a reader has the same issues as you do? So could be the reason he can give you the wrong answer. Yes, Andre, it is possible, because readers often attract people who share similar experiences or who share experiences they have experienced in the past, and or they might be exactly at the same point, and the answer they channel for you might help them as well. But this always doesn't work that way. I mean, it happens to me sometimes. I channel some information, I look at it, and I'm like, oh wow, this is exactly what I needed to hear right now myself. But still, well, like attracts like. There's always a reason why we attract the clients we do. But it is possible, it happens. Sometimes a psychic might be in exactly the same situation and their judgment might be clouded. It is possible if the reader is not focused and not aligned with their intuition and still in their daily consciousness, then their judgment, their filter is going to be on and they might misinterpret it. Oh, he says, the best reading I got was from you. Thank you, Andre. That's very sweet of you. That's nice. I'm just going to enjoy this for a second, because I always blush when I get compliments. So in the meantime, while I enjoy Andre's compliment, I'm reading questions, or I'm trying to read questions while the chat room is actually moving. And I do not have a little button that I'm supposed to have that allows me to scroll stop scrolling so I can actually see the questions. This is me not being able to read the questions. Today seems to be a bit more challenging, but we will make it. At least we are together, we are connecting. I'm very grateful. Okay. Ingela is asking if she is going to be able to buy the house. She's looking. I'm not getting an immediate yes, unfortunately, but let me ask what you can do about it. Okay. There is a chance that they might actually change their mind or the price might lower. They are still talking about it. The chances are slim, but let's pray and let's send them telepathically the owners. And I pulled the communication card. You know, just communicate what you need and how much you want to buy that place and let them know that you value it, you will appreciate it. And say this telepathically as well. If they feel that you are the right owner for that place, they might actually let go of some of the things they are asking and make it easier for you guys. So good luck with the house. Anna is asking if her book is going to be translated, and I'm getting a yes. But you will need to be assertive and you will need to go out there and look for the person. Now, I'm going to be fair to my lovely callers and I'm going to take a call. Let's go with 410. Hello, you are on there. Hello? Hello? Going once, going twice. Okay. And Angel Room is saying, no, not again. Yes, again. It happens. I guess while people are waiting for the call, they forget they're on the call or God knows what. But I believe everyone gets the readings they need to get when they need to get it. I have a feeling that someone also wants to make a connection with the other side in the chat room. So let's see who is that person. And angels, please guide me. Okay. Oh my. I can't pick between any mini money mo now. Okay. Angels, please guide me which one I need to take first. First of all, those of you who would like to have mediumship sessions, I mostly prefer having them in private because I tend to go in depth and in personal details and personal relationships and messages, and I tend to take longer than my psychic readings. So you might want to contact with me personally and have a private sit down with me. But if I also pick your call, I will give you a free session. I like giving things away, including sessions, decks, books. So let's give some decks away as well. Okay. Hello, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you today?
I would like to know if you had any tips for me on projects I'm working on.
Okay, I'm going to... Yeah, tell me.
No, I'd just rather see what comes up.
Okay, I'm going to need your first name.
Mary Lou.
Okay, Mary Lou, I am getting that you'll need to be patient and take your time with this. It is still taking form. I'm getting 3 months for something. I feel like the first 3 months is going to be essential. The 3 months between now and 3 months later is basically going to make everything clearer for you. It feels right, but it doesn't feel right, if it makes any sense. That's what I'm getting. So be patient and keep thinking about it, keep meditating on it, see if you can develop this idea, and please be patient. It might take longer than you wish.
Okay, does any one of the three projects seem stronger?
I'm focusing on one project, so would you like to tell me what the projects are, and I'm going to tell you which one feels stronger.
I'm working on committing spirituality. I have a homeless project. and I'm researching Gaslight.
I did not hear the last one and half of the first one. I'm sorry.
I'm documenting a spiritual city.
Uh-huh.
I am documenting homeless people who build, and I'm researching a past life.
Okay. Now, the one I was picking up on was documenting the spiritual city. That's the most powerful project out of the three, the one that has the most energy and more ripe and more ready to be shared with the rest of the world. And that's the one I was seeing. And I'm getting that just you need to give more time to that project. Like I said, 3 more months. Are you feeling like you're almost finished, or where are you with that project right now?
It's not funded, so every time I work on it, it's at my own expense.
Okay.
So working on it, but gotta eat too somehow.
Of course. So you need to take your time. I know all about investing into your own projects. I know the feeling. So, but I also know that they always happen at the right time when they are going to reach the most number of people, bigger number of people when they are ready. It's also about the people who will view this, who will receive the project. It's not only about what we want and when we want to be released. But I have a feeling this project can get better and be more interesting, more fascinating and more attractive and be funded due to that. So please keep working with this idea, keep meditating about it, brainstorm if you have friends you trust, you can talk about this project. I have a feeling maybe even people you are documenting might be able to give insights. I have a feeling you are around a lot of intuitive people. So talk to them, because I feel like you will be funded and you will not need to do this on your own. And this will be a very interesting project for a lot of people. It feels strong. It feels profitable, and it feels like it's going to work. You just need to develop the idea further, okay?
Okay.
All right. And, the other projects, the second one, you were documenting homeless people? Was that
it? Yes. I'm flying out to Las Vegas, and I'm hoping to get in the tunnels under Las Vegas to document the people. And
okay.
I'm a little scared I won't have a guide, and I don't want to go down there alone.
No, let's ask Archangel Raguel to help you find the right guide who will help you. But did you contact any TV producers or any networks so far?
No.
You should, because I have a feeling that you will actually work for TV or with a network, and they will actually broadcast your project. So you might want to start networking, because you already have pretty good, solid ideas and a base to show for it. So start shopping around networks and channels and see what you're going to get. I have a feeling that your projects, your ideas are going to be attractive for TV and networks. So I don't know, maybe you were thinking about DVDs?
Well, I'm a still photographer.
Okay.
So
think about movies and think about taking this to the next level. A different level. You can still have your exhibition, you can still have your book, but I have a feeling that if you would be willing to film an interview, you could also present this on TV.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Bye.
Sure. Bye.
And now back in the chat room, Birkan, why I have a feeling that the whole family is on my back? Is this my karma? If not, how to heal it? I would like to see everybody have on earth and spiritual world. I'm not sure about the last part of the question, Andre, but I don't see that it's karmic. It is more like a habit. I see truly, you're right. I see cords from family members, and they see your success, they see your motivation, and they see your potential, and they don't have as much faith in themselves, these particular family members, and there's already this habit of receiving help from you, so they just expect it to continue. Maybe you might need to set boundaries and say no every now and then and explain if you want to, but no is a complete sentence, know that, but you will need to set better boundaries I don't feel like, I don't feel like what you are doing is karmically necessary. I think you're already, you would always help them, and you've helped them already, and a lot of karma had been balanced, and you'll always be there as a family member, but you need to have better boundaries. Now, someone is asking if my home study DVD courses are certification programs. No, they are. I do recommend Intuition Intensive if you want to be certified as an angel medium, or if you want to be certified as an oracle messenger, or even Atlantean healer, because intuition, I see intuition as the base of all that. So it would be very, very helpful, but the DVDs alone would not be enough for certification. Maybe in the future we will have distance programs that include certification, but I guess I still want to have some FaceTime before the certification. But I am looking into programs where I can work with you guys over the course of 3 months, 6 months, year, because my goal is eventually to have a school, an international school. I'm working on that right now. So I will be a part of your development, hopefully, also in the long term. And thank you for the questions. And you are most welcome, my friend, for the answer. And reading questions. If you're asking questions, please send me also your first names. I connect to people often through their first name, and when you also give me a first name that is not real, there isn't much energy I can connect with. Most of the time, I actually do pick it up that it's not the real name or the name has been changed recently. It happened a lot in my readings. It would help. And no one knows you here. Also on the phone, I don't tell your location. I can't even see your location. I mean, all I see is a bunch of numbers here, and I'm not good at area codes. I don't know all the area codes, so no one will recognize you from your first name unless you are sure. Okay, now going back to the phone lines, area code 303, you are on the air.
Hi, Birkin.
Hello?
Hi, Birkin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for asking.
Good. I was curious to know where am I going in my life with my career.
Oh, sweetheart.
Do you see anything happening?
First of all, this is a mini reading. If we say where am I going with my life and career, that's a deep question. So would you like to focus on one? And I'm going to need your first name as well.
Randy.
Okay, Randy. Would you
and
like to
something
tell
with
me
anything in the career area?
Okay. How is your finance?
I meant when I said anything, what I'm doing in my life, I meant with career.
Okay. I'm going to I want to look at something. I want to calculate your personal year according to numerology. Can you tell me day, month of birth? Your day and month.
My day, it was February 15th.
And I'm February 24th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Aquarius.
Oh, no, Pisces. I'm a Pisces.
Oh, you're Pisces.
Yeah. So this year I'm feeling positive changes. So be prepared to change jobs. I do feel there are a few steps before something lasting, meaning something you'll do 10 years or more. I do see you changing jobs. How is your finances right now?
Not great.
Don't worry. I mean, I know it sounds funny to say don't worry when there's a lot to worry when you look at the numbers right now, but I have a feeling that it's going to get better because I keep hearing, since you said hello, I'm hearing, don't worry about the finances, don't worry about your finances, don't worry about your finances. I had to say it. Don't worry about your finances. You will need to be conservative for a while, but I see a more steady income, and I see the amounts every month you get will go higher and higher. Especially next year, I'm seeing a higher income. Do you work at two jobs, or do you have like a passion, a career, and what we call a day job?
Yes, that's what I'm. Well, I'm pursuing my passion, and I'm looking for, a social work job because I have a master's in social work. But I'm looking for that part time so I could work on my passion.
Would you like to share your passion too?
I started a meetup working with parents and children and exploring spirituality topics.
Perfect.
And also having them do something to serve the universe or, doing some kind of creative project.
Okay. Every now and then someone gives me a project, an idea, and I see the fireworks. The moment you said that, I'm seeing fireworks around this project. I'm seeing this golden light that this was divine guidance. This wasn't just you thinking or you wanting to do something. This is beyond and above you. This idea was brought to you by the divine, and it will be supported by the divine. Maybe you already did it, but just say, God, I'm giving you this project. Please use it for your purposes, and the doors will be open for you. And try to look into if you can develop maybe a program for schools even. You might think, come on, the schools are not going to take a spiritual program, but you'd be surprised. There are a lot of alternative schools. There are a lot of people who homeschool their children and who are looking for programs, alternative programs. There are a lot of spiritual people out there who are homeschooling their children. That project, that idea is very powerful, and it's bigger than maybe you realize right now. Working with parents, so start with the meetup and learn from the parents and children you're working with right now, because you are going to develop programs for homeschooling, a book, a radio show. You're going to guide a lot of parents. I have a feeling you're going to guide a lot of parents, and you're going to be very successful in that area if you don't give up. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Powerful. Sometimes an idea feels right. Sometimes an idea feels good. And I can see that it's going to work. And sometimes it's a gold mine on so many levels. This is one of those ideas. So good luck, and thank you for
thank
your
you.
Service, and thank you for doing this, okay?
Thank you very
Bye.
Much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And someone is asking if there is still the Unicorn Workshop Home Study DVDs available. Yes, yes, it is available. And yes, I will have workshops in Holland this year, later this year. I have actually more events coming. The link. You are going to need to send us an email about that one. I don't think we have it on the page anymore, but you can order it through an email. You can just email us at rachel@askangels.com, and we will send you a DVD. But the other DVD courses are already up on the website, but this one is ready, and we can just send it to you in a few days. And I will be adding new events in London, in Holland, and wherever you are, there might be a new event in your country, because we are in the process of updating the website and updating the tour page. And it's been a while I haven't taught in Amsterdam, funny enough, although this has been my base for the longest time, but I will be back in Amsterdam teaching classes, haha. And I'm also working on some mentorship programs. I'm working on teaching programs for training teachers. There's a lot going on. I am looking forward to share it all that. Yes, I will come to Gothenburg. I'm going to be in Gothenburg this weekend. And I also want to come back one more time this year. And my Stockholm sessions are, my classes in Stockholm are already up on the website. They will be the only angelic mediumship and advanced angelic mediumship classes for 2013 in Europe. So if you want to be certified, if you want to be trained as an angel medium, meet me in Stockholm. And yes, there'll be new updates, and hopefully I'll have even more news for you next Wednesday. I'll be back on air live. Wow, time flies. Can you imagine? We have 30 seconds left. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for joining me. I'm loving Wednesdays, and I'm loving these hours, and I can't believe how fast they fly by. Thank you. Take very good care of yourselves. Enjoy the retrograde, and just cancel, clear, delete all the fearful ideas and thoughts. I'll see you next week, and goodbye.